This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, always a pleasure.
All right, so for this week, what did we get for number five?
Number five, we've got Grey's Anatomy, and this is the longest-running primetime drama on television, just past ER's previous record. We've got 15 seasons in running, 332 episodes. Pretty outrageous. Like it premiered in 2005, which to me, when I see the year 2005, I'm like, oh, that was like 2 years ago. No, 15 years ago. We're coming up on 15. So yeah, longest running show. Ellen Pompeo, who plays Meredith Grey, she's pulling in more than 20 million a year, which is pretty outrageous. So, I don't know. I've never watched it. I've heard good things. People are obviously really stoked on it, but I just don't really know a lot about the show.
Me neither, but I will say my sister loves this show. I remember when it first came out, and she's like, Grey's Anatomy, I love it. And that was when she went to school to be a pharmacist. So she's like, I get some of the things that they're talking about. And I'm like, whatever.
She can really identify. I mean, people love medical dramas. I thought House was great. ER, sure. I mean, It's weird that Grey's is now passing ER's record. Like, you know, people just are just into medical dramas. It's just fun to watch these things unfold.
I'm more into the Law and Order thing, but that's me. I'm waiting for that to break some records, right?
Yeah, I never really got into much of Law and Order, but they have that very iconic kind of, you know, jingle. Not necessarily jingle, but the music, dun-dun, things like that. Yeah, I mean, It's cool. I'm into it. But, I mean, Meredith Grey's got to be getting old. 15 years, same character. That's no joke.
Yeah, you would think that she would, you know, be able to move on to something else, but then it wouldn't be Grey's Anatomy anymore, would it, without her, right?
20 mil a year. You can't say no to that.
Oh, that's true, too. What we get for number four?
We got GoFundMe, and this is super interesting because the California town, they are hiring some goats to munch on some sort of fire-prone underbrush that is around their neighborhood, which I have experience in because I grew up in Southern California, ravaged by wildfires every single year, and one time our neighborhood chipped together. We didn't have a GoFundMe page, which is a GoFundMe, but for goats. We didn't have one, but we all chipped in. We got goats in it, and it ate a bunch of shrubs around the neighborhood, and it helped us prevent wildfires. So it's actually in Nevada City, which is in California, not in Nevada. And yeah, they set up a GoFundMe for goats, and they're going to get rid of the brushes and maybe help them in the impending wildfire season.
Wow, that is really cool. I only knew about goats going to airports and eating up the grass at the airports. I don't know why they would do that, but wow, wildfires, they really do eat anything, huh?
Yeah, they eat anything. And I mean, you got to get rid of some of the fuel for the fires. And instead of like going through it, manually cutting it, it's a symbiotic relationship with the goat. The goat gets a meal, you get safety, and you get to look at the goats, and goats are fun.
Yeah. Well, how long do you keep the goats for? Is it just for a month, or do they do this all in a couple days?
Yeah. That's a good question. I think we did it for like about a month. We're on a cul-de-sac, and it was like a lot of area behind the streets for them to cover. So, and then there was like a little goat herder that would like come in and make sure they weren't going crazy and getting out of there. So I think, I mean, obviously it depends on the area that they're gonna cover, but let's see, this is something they're doing around 450 acres. No, that's how much the city owns, but it says they can do an acre a day. That's a lot.
Wow, that's a lot of grass.
Good on you, goats.
What we get for number three?
We got some semi-identical twins. They have been discovered. I guess that's not really the right word, but they're in Australia for the second time ever, the discovery of semi-identical twins. And what that means is that they are 100% identical on the mother's side of things, but only 78% identical on the father's side, which has only happened twice in the history of scientific discovery. And apparently it happens because two sperm cells simultaneously fertilize the same egg that normally results in a miscarriage. But in the case of semi-identical twins, the cell split. It's identical on the mother's side, and then the father's side is only 78% identical. So I don't know. I think that they're still like looking same. Essentially, we'll see. We'll see. The kids are babies right now, but when they grow up, we'll have to check back in.
Oh, they're babies. I thought these were like grown people. How did this happen? So they're just taking a test, and they're like, oh wow, this is pretty cool.
That's true. I don't know. Yeah, I guess in terms of twins, do they always check this? Maybe they're
right?
Not really checking for semi-identical twins. I don't know. I guess that's something that they do. Maybe they just do it in Australia.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, this is something that they must do for twins to see if they're semi-identical, which I think is a really specific test. So that's kind of weird in itself.
Do you think they're going to like the mom more? I think they'll like the mom more because they're 100% identical on the mom side and only 78% on the dad.
I think so. I would think so.
Yeah.
They would probably relate a little bit more.
Yeah. Oh, the last case was in 2007 in the United States. So somewhere in the States, there's semi-identical twins popping around. We got to find them.
The search for the semi-identical twins tonight on PBS.
Tune in.
What we get for number two?
This trend is pertaining to your neck of the woods. It's the Chicago mayoral election, and it's historic because the next mayor is going to be a black woman, which is the first time that has ever happened. And we've got Lori Lightfoot and Tony Preckwinkle, which I'm sure you know about, but they are headed into the mayoral election, and it's going to be a black woman, and that's crazy. Definitely a historic time over there. So what's the scene, you guys? Is that the talk of the town, or what's going on out there?
Well, the only talk of the town was that it was a really, 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 really low turnout rate. I think it was, less than 200,000 people turned out to vote? Womp womp.
Really?
Yeah, and we have like 3 million people in Chicago. What's happening?
You guys are the third largest city.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit embarrassing, to be honest with you, that nobody went out to vote.
Huh.
Yeah.
That is pretty bizarre.
Yeah, that is really bizarre.
It'd also be interesting if Lori Lightfoot won, because she would also be the first openly gay mayor as well for Chicago. So a lot of historic firsts, but that's going down on in April 2nd vote. So you've got a little bit of time, everybody, to get your voting juices flowing, because it's got to be a better turnout this time.
Yeah, right. No, it's only going to be 5 people to turn out. I'm not going to be one of them. I'm at work, so I'm not going to be able to make it to the polls. Womp womp.
Absentee? What about that?
Oh, yeah, I guess I could.
Yeah?
Yeah, but then that's going to impede on my Netflix time. I'm not sure.
Oh, gosh, Mason.
Yeah, I'm going to vote. I'll vote.
Good, good, good.
Okay. I'm not sure who I'll vote for yet. I'm thinking Lightfoot, just because I like the name.
It is a pretty sweet name.
Right?
How powerful. Lori Lightfoot, I mean, what's up?
Right? It rolls off the tongue. Like, okay, Lori Lightfoot.
You've got to love a good alliteration when it comes to a name.
What we get for number one?
Got Selma Blair, and she's trending because she just made her first public appearance since announcing that she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis last fall, and she was just rocking this super dress last Sunday at the Oscars. She was at the Vanity Fair Oscar party, and it was awesome. It was super cool to see her out and about, and a lot of people from the MS community, you know, spoke about how her public appearance and her kind of taking ownership of the disease and going on Good Morning America and talking about it and kind of bringing a little bit more awareness to it was awesome and a little bit empowering for individuals that are also in the same boat as her. But yeah, multiple sclerosis, if you're not aware, it's kind of a unpredictable and debilitating disease of the central nervous system, and it kind of disrupts information flow from the brain to the body, and it's not even really sure what causes it. There's different genetic factors at play, and then some suggest that maybe like low levels of vitamin D or smoking could also play a role as well. But there was a lot of search interest this week around symptoms related to that disease, obviously, after Selma. I was actually, when I was looking up her role, that she actually played a character in Friends for an episode, which is really funny. I forgot about that. But she's best known for like Cruel Intentions. That was a big one for her. But yeah, she plays Wendy in Friends.
It's so funny. I'm sitting here thinking, what's that movie Selma Blair was in? It had Sarah Michelle Gellar, Ryan Phillippe,
yep.
Reese Witherspoon and Selma Blair, and I couldn't think of the name, and you said Cruel Intentions, and I'm like, how stupid am I? It's Cruel Intentions, duh.
Cruel Intentions, also in Legally Blonde.
Yes.
Vivian Kensington.
Legally Blonde, yeah. That's another good movie. Oh my God, that was a great
that
movie too.
So good.
Wasn't it?
Oh my God.
Yeah. I get made fun of for
Reese
loving
really
that movie.
It.
And that movie was just glorious. Yes. Ugh. I love Legally Blonde. That was like the thing I could watch over and over again because it's so inspiring. Don't make fun of me.
Yeah, the bend and snap. You kidding me?
Right?
Iconic.
Thank you. Thank you. Someone who understands. What we get for the most watched YouTube video?
We've got Nike's video called Dream Crazier. And my God, is it empowering. It goes through a montage of extremely amazing female athletes and not well-known female athletes and girls that are in sports. And it's just talking about if they want to do something crazy, then just do it. Let them call you crazy. And there's no boundaries for them. And it's just it's such a powerful film. And it's awesome. And I watched it this morning. I wanted to run through a wall. And it's great. It's got 7 million views and counting. And it's just super inspiring. The women's are running marathons. They're fencing in hijabs. They're winning grand slams. It's just like, what's up? It's awesome. Narrated by Serena Williams. I mean, go take a watch. I think it's great.
Oh, I absolutely loved it. I thought it was such a great video. This video was just spot on with everything. You want, you know, let me go a little crazier. Hell with what you think. Let me keep going because I'm going to do what it takes to win.
Agreed. It's such a double standard when you're showing emotion. And it's like, no, this is what happens in a competition scenario. And when men do it, they're just fiery and they're just excited and they're passionate. So I agree. I'm really glad I called that out. And it's just a really healthy discussion. And it's just a nice thing to watch and be like, okay, yeah, that's actually how our society functions right now. And we need to make a little bit of changes there. And it's just a sick video. Like, there's just so much cool stuff going on in the world of women's sports that it'll fire you up.
Yeah. And for a video that's less than 2 minutes that was able to convey a message that is really cool, I was like, okay, I like it. I didn't feel like my time was wasted. So kudos to you, Nike.
Yes, I agree. No time wasted there.
Well, thanks so much for joining me, Justin. I appreciate you being here.
Hey, always a pleasure talking to you next week.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's masonverapayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.